The Ein Bains. Here we are in the eighth Mishnah of the first parak. Ein Bains Sfarim. Rashi says all Sifrei Tanakh, not just Sifrei Torah. The Tefillin of Mezuzah El Shas Sfarim Dechtavim Bechol Lashon. And according to the Tanakhama, they can be written in any language. The Tefillin of Mezuzah Seinachtavos Ella Ashuris. Remember Ashuris? That was the Ksav that Ezra brought back from Bavel. The ancient, very block-like letters. We call that Ivri, Ksav Ivri. The Ksav Ashuris is the print that we know today. So we're saying that there's a special din by tefillin and mezuzah based on the word v'haya, behavayasan yihiyu, as they were, they must be, with respect to ksiva b'lashon hakodesh, but Sifrei Tanakh can be written in any language. We don't pass that. We actually pass like Rishon Gamliel, lo amir apisfarim lo hitiru shikasvu ela yivanis. There's a special yichus, there's a special status to the language of Yevanis. The Rambam says we don't have it anymore, but it goes back to the pasuk in Parshas Noach: Yaft Elokim liyefes v'yishkon be'ole shem. Yaf yuso shel yefes be'ohalav shel shem. That the most beautiful aspect of yefes, the pasuk says, "Vnei yefes gomer umagog umadai v'yavan v'tuval yavan." The Greek culture, which of course had many elements that were antithetical to halachic culture, but there were elements that were very beautiful, especially the sense of the aesthetic. Obviously, they exaggerated its role over substance, but the special language of Yevanis, so that has a place, be'ohalav shel shem, but as a practical matter, we don't have it anymore. The next Mishnah says, Ein ben kohen mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha, which existed in the days of the first Beis HaMikdash all the way until Yoshio. Yoshio was concerned that the Babylonians would come and take the Shemen HaMishcha, which went back the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he hid it somewhere. The Merubah Begadim. So all Kohanim Gedolim after that are called simply the Merubah Begadim because they have the extra clothes. The Kohen Hedyot wears four clothes. The Kohen Gadol has the extra clothes of the Choshen, the Ephod, the Me'il, and the Tzitz. El Par HaBoah Al Kol HaMitzvos. If the Kohen Gadol gives a Hora'ah, he gives a ruling on a very serious, a grave matter, for which one would be chayiv kares if one did so intentionally or unintentionally would be chayiv karban chatas. So the halacha maintains that the Kohen Gadol has, and he actually makes that mistake, he has to bring a special karban chatas called the par Kohen Mashiach that's reserved for the Kohen who's Mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha. Ein ben Kohen Mishamish, the Kohen she'avar, let's say you have a Kohen that sustains an injury, so he goes on to the disabled list, so then you have a Kohen who takes his place, because there has to be a Kohen Gadol at all times. And then, let's say he comes back. So we call the man who filled in for him, he can't go back to being a Kohen Hedyot. There's a principle of Malin Bekodesh Velo Moridin. So, you know, we call that individual the Kohen She'avar, now the Kohen Mishamesh, Ela Par Yom HaKippurim, V'asiris Ho'efa, the special par of Yom Kippur, right, which is such an essential part of the Kapara, as well as the Asira Sa'ifa, which is brought to Machsisa Ba'Boker, Machsisa Ba'Arev, half in the morning and half in the evening.